This is Flight Training the Way I See It with Mike Schiffer. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Flight Training the Way I See It with your host, Mike Schifflett. We're going to talk about news and we're going to talk about opinion, technique, and of course, we've got our pro tips for you at the end. So we're going to cover today in the July 2026 podcast is ForeFlight releases new AI Connect. We'll talk about what that means in a minute. That's a new thing from ForeFlight if you're the premium subscription. Also, CFI Bootcamp US changes our 7-day initial class to include how to use AI tools for teachers and students. The very first day of the class is completely spent on that topic, and we'll talk about that as well. We'll also talk about the CFI Gaps course bundle, which we have going on, a sale going on. It's $300 instead of $1,400. It's 25%. It's incredible. We're also going to talk about new airplanes that are entering the training market. And we'll talk about the Pipistrel Voyager, which is in partnership with Cessna. And also Cirrus has something called Track 10, a 3-seat trainer, coming out soon, next year, out of the Mosaic rules. We'll also let you know that our Power Hour lessons are available on all streaming services. Everyone out there has our podcast to the full show. So have a look at that. And then we'll also talk about pro tips. So let's kick this thing off. Okay, the first thing we're going to talk about is what ForeFlight has done in the release of their latest AI to their product called Connect. So before there was a product Connect that would allow you to do things like make a flight plan, upload it into some Garmin GPSs without you having to physically do anything, along with some other things. But what they've done now is they have included an AI connection now in Connect. So you can connect ForeFlight to ChatGPT and query ForeFlight around things that it's doing. For example, if you build out a weather briefing, you can query things like, when would it be the best time to leave under my personal minimums? You upload those and see how that would look like. What would be the best route that would not be an IFR route that wouldn't go over water? Those kind of things you can do. You can query about a particular forecast or a particular chart. And so it can lead you into a different way of thinking, and it's all to promote flight safety and to increase awareness. It is not a hack, not a cheat. If you're thinking about that, you're kind of going the wrong way with this. So now I watched a live demonstration of this product in action on the CFI Study Group's Facebook Zoom meeting. And by the way, those meetings are free and mostly open mic to ask questions, etc., to aspiring and seasoned CFI. So usually about 30 or so people in there. And it's run by Dorothy Schick, who moderates and is the admin for the CFI Study Group, which is a Facebook group. And you can go to that Zoom meeting every Tuesday from 4 p.m., 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 9 Eastern time. And there's nothing to join. You don't have to pay anything like that. So anyway, we had a demonstration of that. And I was playing around with it already, but I wanted to see what other people were thinking about and using it for. So the landscape of flying is changing, and it's changing at an explosive rate with the growth and use of AI. Some people don't like the way this is going, and I am not one of the people. I like it. I look at all this as additional training opportunities. We're a training company. Someone has to show people how to use these tools properly. Same when VORs came out, the same when autopilots came out. Those are training opportunities. So for those of you still using paper charts, time is running out. The FAA will not be publishing them anymore in just a few years. So another question is, where are you going to get them if you're on a cross country? Suppose you got yours and they're 3 days from expiring. How are you going to get them? It doesn't make any sense anymore. It just doesn't. I'll give you some examples where I think the logic of not progressing with this and other aviation changes leaves the argument on the other side a bit flat. Okay? Let's take a recent example. Let's take warbirds, right, that are still flying. Now, those airplanes have no VOR, no GPS. Probably had drift meters, radio direction finders, and a compass. At that time, that was pretty cool. That was advanced. In addition, most of the general aviation airplanes in that era had no shoulder harnesses and maybe not even a seatbelt. So now fast forward to AirVenture that happened last week in late July 2026. there sure were a lot of warbirds and vintage airplanes there. How many do you think flew to Oshkosh without today's navigation equipment like GPS and ADS-B? Why wouldn't you want to improve your level of safety by using this equipment? Does it somehow destroy the purity of everything? And do we worry so much about the various failures of technology that we just stay stuck in the old but reliable? Is that what we're doing? Let's put it in further perspective. Let's take someone you might know, someone who's fascinated with and owns a lot of very old and exotic cars. His name is Jay Leno. He came out as a purist and would only replace parts, etc., with the exact original parts the car came with. After a while, he started thinking about that and asking questions like, well, why wouldn't I want to put seatbelts in there? What about other safety devices that make driving this car safer? In the end, he changed his thinking. And now these cars are modified with newer parts, and yes, they're safer. They're still cut from the same stock they were built with these cars originally, but driving them around just got a lot safer and maybe even more comfortable. When you go to your doctor with a problem, why wouldn't you expect your doctor to use AI as a tool to see if there are other explanations, treatments, new medicines, and so on? Are you just going to rely exclusively on their memory and their experience? The issues now in this department are in training people to use these tools correctly and ethically. This is where we come in. As much as you may insist the student does this or that, I'm telling you they're going to use AI tools no matter what. They're just not going to tell you. So in the ForeFlight example, it's in its infancy. And no, it can't make a no-go decision for you yet. It's because there are too many things to consider that it doesn't have access to, like your health, fatigue status, experience and type, experience in this type of environment, terrain, and so on. So yes, you do need to decide for yourself if you go or you don't. But look at all the information it can distill and the notams it can translate and parse. I think you'll find this a very good companion with ChatGPT. And I think if you manage its use correctly, you can improve the safety of your flights and reduce your flight planning time considerably. Now, I've been modifying our curricula at CFI Bootcamp to reflect these changes and how to use AI as a teacher and a student. The entire first day of our 7-day class is all about that, and it's going to start August the 10th. As this technology moves even faster and gets implemented at a rate that's never been seen before, you need to get up to speed and begin using this technology in the classroom, cockpit, and other places. ForeFlight has made a significant push forward in adopting a generic AI tool, ChatGPT, instead of developing one on their own. Is this a band-aid until they actually do it? It may be, or it may be that they believe the generality of ChatGPT is well-suited and it would take too long and too much money to try something tailored just for ForeFlight. So as the months go on, I'm going to be reporting on advances in what ForeFlight is doing among others, including ourselves, and the efforts we're putting toward that. Okay, now we'll talk about us, CFI Bootcamp, and how we're changing our 7-day initial class to include how to use AI tools for teachers and students. So I just completed the changes to our first day of the 7-day initial class to teach people how to use specific AI tools. The reason for the change is to begin to show people how to use this technology in the classroom and cockpit. This course now teaches specific AI tools for really engaging and fun learning. We do things like generate quizzes, write summaries, create podcasts from summaries that students can listen to in the car on their drive to and from work, and more. We teach you to use AI tools to help you track a student on a syllabus and trim down lesson plans into pre-flight briefings custom to each learner. For learners, we show you how to record lectures and in-flight communications and summarize those lectures, and then let AI provide key points, to-do items, flashcards, podcasts, and more. Beginning August 10th, the first day of our 7-day class, the first day will be all about using this technology. All you really need to know to understand any of this is how to use a computer in a basic sense, how to install an app on your phone, how to read a PDF, and how to use email. That's enough for anyone to be able to do anything I just mentioned with AI. This also sets our students ahead of the pack. They hit the street with ways of teaching, evaluating, and learning that weren't possible until now. So I'm truly excited to kick this off on August the 10th. And if you're one of those people who think you'd like to learn this, we're offering a single-day pass that allows you to attend just the first day. You can stop there, or you can buy additional passes for different days where we cover all the hard things in CFI training. Like we have a day that's dedicated to things like endorsements, scenarios, the difficult things. Taking someone from like commercial rotorcraft or glider into airplane single engine land, how to solo them, what the endorsements are, what the training requirements are, what the testing requirements are, and so on. That's a full day. We have 2 half days dedicated to the FOI in a very conversational style, which means that we give you a way to talk about every single chapter in the Aviation Instructor's Handbook. So these are available as daily passes. There'll also be things like using a syllabus, student pilot training endorsements, and we use a lot of scenarios. Anyway, if you're interested in this, click on the link in the newsletter if you get that. If not, you can go to info@cfibootcamp.com and just put your request in for information about that. It's around $200 per day. So each day you pick will cost you $200. That first day might be a really good thing. Now, the next thing I want to cover is just one of our bundles that we just released. Now, we'll get right back into the rest of it here in just a second. So this is just a few minutes long. So we have a course we call the GAPS course. And it's built for those of you out there who feel like you have a CFI that you can work with at your local school. And they know most of it, but the hard stuff, all the endorsement scenarios, the fundamentals of instructing, these kind of things, they're kind of a bit weak on, right? Or don't know that much about those because they don't do those things. So what we created was a GAPS course, which just covers the hard things. And so that course is typically $600. When I was an examiner for initial CFIs, the rides that came apart almost never came apart on the flying side. They came apart on the knowledge underneath of it, the oral. A systems question that went one layer deeper than the applicant expected. A regulation they half remembered. An aerodynamics explanation that held up fine until I asked why. So that's what the Aeronautical Knowledge GAPS course is for. It finds the soft spots before an examiner does. We bundle it with another product called Smart Study Pro. It's an audio series. So you can listen to this in your car. The Smart Study Pro. And what that is, I take every ACS, private, commercial, CFI, the oral part of the CFI, and I voice out in words what you have to know about the knowledge, what you have to know about the risk elements, and what you have to know about the skills. And then there's companion PDFs that go with each of those. So if you're in a place where you can see things, there'll be notes, images, that kind of thing. But you don't need it initially to do that. So those are typically $200 a piece. So we included the $600 GAPS course. And then we included the private, commercial, and CFI Smart Study Pro audio series. And we do all that for $300. That would normally be $1,400, but this is going to go away soon. So I'll be honest about why that matters beyond the money, because every month you're not signed off is a month you're not instructing. And for most people, that's somewhere losing between $2,500 and $5,000 a month in income. This course is not the expensive part of that equation. So if you want it, you can click in the newsletter. If you have a PDF of it, there'll be a link there. If not, info@cfibootcamp.com will get you connected with somebody. So by the way, if you're interested in a digital copy of our newsletter, which I basically create the podcast from, if you go to the bottom of our website, cfibootcamp.com, at the very bottom, there's a way to opt into the newsletter and you'll get it right away. Now let's look at the next topic, which is new airplanes are about to enter the training market. So we've got two I wanted to talk about. One is the Pipistrel and Textron together, that's Cessna's owner. They created an airplane called the Voyager. And this is a two-seat trainer, and it will feature a Rotax 912 engine. It's 100 horsepower and designed to complement the Cessna Skyhawk fleet, the 172 fleet. The airplane will have a special airworthiness certificate and will be using the new Mosaic aircraft certification standards. It'll be both IFR and VFR. It'll be available, and the price is going to be about $300,000. They expect to hit the market in 2027. Now, there's a video on YouTube, which is a link in the newsletter, but you can find it quite easily. Just type in Pipistrel, P-I-P-I-S-T-R-E-L, and space, Voyager, and you could say AirVenture, and you'll find it, and it's a little tour of it. Now, Cirrus also announced a new training airplane with a Rotax engine and a Garmin flight deck. It's called the Track 10. It will be a three-seat airplane, and it will have the ballistic parachute and electronic stability platform equipment. It'll also be able to transmit real-time data for fleet management and maintenance wirelessly. Now, this is expected to ship in 2017. It's going to be issued under the Special Airworthiness Certificate with the Mosaic Standards and will be about $500,000. Now we're going to talk about our CFI Bootcamp Power Hour lessons available now on all major streaming services. So, and we also rebroadcast the Power Hour on Wednesdays. So let me tell you what that is first. So we have been doing this for over 6 years. Every Saturday we do a live show. And we're coming up on August the 8th will be our 300th. And that will be some very special deals and some freebies and some games. So show up for that. That's going to be Saturday the 8th at noon. And all of our Power Hours are noon Eastern time. Okay, so 9 o'clock Pacific time. And then if you can't attend that, we do another show, which is the rebroadcast of that on Wednesdays from 8 o'clock Eastern time. And they're an hour long. Now, we do have an after show that we don't record because we have open mics and we let people say what they want, ask what they want. And these can go on for a long time. So as a matter of fact, the last one on Saturday went from 1 o'clock when we finished the show. And we finally closed everything up at about 4:30. And there was a lot of conversation about a lot of things. On Wednesday, we also have an after show. And I'm trying to pare that down a little bit because it gets a little long on a Wednesday night for me. But we finished the show at 9, and on Wednesday, I closed out the show at 10:45. So an hour and 45 minutes of conversation. And some people are beginning to really like that. So since releasing our Smart Study Pro product line and receiving such positive feedback from our community, we've seen just how valuable audio-based learning has become for pilots and check rate candidates. That's why we have the full-length audio-only versions of our CFI Bootcamp's weekly Power Hour lessons. And they're available wherever you prefer to stream. So Apple, Spotify, they're all there. Now, if you want to get access to all of the previous Power Hours, the entire video content library, that's 298 of them. There'll be 299 tomorrow, Saturday, August the 1st. Then you have to join our membership site. Again, info@cfibootcamp.com will get you to the right place. And if you show up on a Saturday Power Hour, we put discount links all the time in the chat for that very thing. Normally, it's $22. We have a link that'll get you that for $9, and you can listen to them all 298 of them. Okay, so now we're going to close out with some pro tips, three of them. So these are CFI-centric, okay? So not for all pilots, but some of it has a little bit of resonance. So let's start. Number one, being on time always means being early. Adopt the Air Force technique. If you're not 30 minutes early, you are late. No one will notice if you're early, but everyone will notice if you are 2 minutes late. And it sets a bad tone. This business is not for people who can't be on time or who aren't morning or night people. You know, I'm not a morning person. You'll do what you're told is what's going to happen until you can bid to a point where you can get exactly what you want. That's going to be a while, just so you know, if you're going to be an airline person. Now, on the flight instructor side of things, you're billing for your time. So if you're late, it sets you in a very awkward position. And then you get in that loosey-goosey area where you go like, oh, I know I was late there. Oh, you're going to be late too? Okay, yeah, it's okay. And then nothing gets done. Little bumps in the road all the time. Every day is managing the bumps in the road as opposed to let's get this done. Okay. So if you're not 30 minutes early, you're late. That's my mantra. I always show up at least 30 minutes early to everything, just so you know. And I haven't been late for our CFI class for 15 years. Haven't been late to most anything for about the same period of time. And that's because I have to add copious amounts of time to make it so that I can get there another way or take a different route. I don't look at the Google Maps and say, oh, 13 and a half minutes. I'll just wait till that magic moment comes. That's a surefire way to be late. Number two, pro tip two, schedule 3 hour blocks for a lesson if you plan on going to the practice area. You will run out of time or be late for the next lesson if you settle on 2 hour blocks. 3 hour blocks allow for things like bathroom breaks, drinks, coffee, checking in the airplane, and a little time before the next lesson. What I've seen happen is these 2 hour blocks stack up, and there's no time in between them. So then everything's got to run perfect for that to happen. And then what if you have to take a short break, make a telephone call? Suppose you need to get a quick something to eat. Suppose you need to go to the bathroom. Suppose you need to check on the maintenance status of an airplane. What are you going to do that? So you're just going to be late. So we call it rippling the list. So once Once the first one gets late, all the rest of them get rippled because there's not enough time to make a fix. So you need to calendar everything and make 3-hour blocks, at least adequate time. So the third one is take lesson plans you've created for CFI, if you did that. And if you've used ours or someone else's, better. And make 5-minute versions of the ones for a maneuver. So take all the maneuvers and make 5-minute versions of that. These become the pre-flight briefings that you use when the student has already taken a ground course or is taking one. They don't need all the extra ground instruction surrounding that. And so when you look at your lesson plan, it's got all that in there, right? So what you really want is just a pre-flight briefing, a 5-minute briefing on how to do a steep turn, for example. And if you come to the first day of our initial CFI class, we start using AI tools, you'll see how you can use some tools to create those relatively quickly and effectively. Okay, well, that closes out this July 2026 podcast episode of Flight Training the Way I See It. And I'm going to check out and have you try to attend a power hour on Saturday at noon. Go to our website at the very top. You'll see power hours. You'll find a way to get in on that. You get an email, an invite. And we usually start about 5 minutes before the hour, so there's some time to see what we're doing and see the back end of things. And then we start the show at the top of the hour, actually 3 minutes past the hour, to give people time to kind of settle in. So love to see you there. We have the good after show where you can talk all as much as you want. And we have really good experts in the room as well. So we've got people who's got a lot of experience in that room, okay? Experts on just about it. I'm going to talk about flight simulation tomorrow. And I'm sure there's going to be 2 people I know who are in that business that are there. One ran the entire simulator division at CAE and was a Boeing test pilot engineer, so test engineer. So that person understands simulation quite well. Okay, that's it. So I'm going to check out with you and say happy August, which will be, by the time you get this, you'll probably get it in August, the very next day. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday. We'll see. Anyway, opt-in newsletter, bottom of CFIbootcamp.com, and I will talk to you soon. This has been a production of Flight Training the Way I See It. News, tips, and opinion.